That was fun. And a rather intriguing look into Starlight's character. And fun. And a little disturbing considering all the mind control magic. But still fun. I mean, wow. Even just the first couple of minutes of this episode is jaw-dropping. I know we've seen Twilight and Starlight equally matched in their magical abilities before, but even just these short lessons are really entertaining to watch. Teleporting all over Equestria? Which, now that I think about it, why doesn't Twilight ever use this when she needs to travel great distances? Shooting magic and shielding themselves from harm? Which, now that I think about it, how else would Twilight actually learn to improve herself without someone like Starlight around to constantly challenge her? Transmuting an apple into a live bird? Okay, I don't even know if I want to think about that one. I mean, we saw Twilight turning a frog into an orange, who apparently could still open its mouth and didn't seem upset by that change in the slightest, but... No, don't think about it. Let's just get to the story. Starlight has been excelling with all her magical study, but Twilight is disappointed to learn that she hasn't been keeping up with her friendship lessons since the encounter with Trixie. And so, after misunderstanding some words from Spike...
And I thought Twilight was a master of the freakout.
Yeah, you said it. Starlight has the oh-so-brilliant idea of trying to fulfill 5 lessons at once and gets overwhelmed to the point of casting an untested combination of spells in order to make things easier. And of course we all know that it's going to go horribly wrong, but it's not the end result we're looking forward to, but rather the journey which makes this so entertaining. Everyone is taking Starlight's instructions so literal, and it makes for some hilariously creative results. Pinky's insane levels of baking, Rarity making clothes for a mouse, Fluttershy gathering every last animal in the entire castle. Although, if you really could transmute plants into animals, does that mean any of Fluttershy's pets at one point might have been... No, don't think about it. Just get on with the review. I couldn't help but laugh at all of Applejack's use of old book and movie quotes, even to the point where the line,
"With a whole lot of power comes a heck of a lot of responsibility,"
is actually rather poignant to the situation at hand. We've seen how Starlight keeps trying to use magic in order to shortcut her way to a solution. So the entirety of this episode is really a deeper exploration as to why she's so afraid of interacting with others to begin with. It's kind of like when someone becomes so used to failing at everything they try that when they do find one talent they're actually really good at, they can become so hyper-focused on using that one solution to every problem they come across to the point of stagnation. And there really is so much more the writers can explore with this element of Starlight's character. What makes this conflict so much the better, though, is that it really fits with the bizarre shenanigans at hand. How many other stories have we seen with hypnosis or mind control where the user has to learn this kind of lesson? And yet, how many of those same stories involved characters where this sort of inner conflict was previously set up to the point where such an episode feels like a natural step in their character arc? Even Twilight has a very mature reaction given that Starlight was enslaving her friends to do her bidding.
1,000,000 years, dungeon!
Okay, no. That's really the kind of response you'd expect to see in this situation, but instead, Twilight, and Spike as well, help Starlight to confront her own fears. And I can really admire that kind of attitude when teaching a lesson to others. We even get to see the pony equivalent of a hangover with the rest of the main 6. Which, by the way, for a story which involves so many different characters, can I say how wonderful it is that none of them feel shoehorned into the plot while also allowing all of them a chance for a chuckle-worthy moment? It's rather rare for an episode to pull that off so effectively. So, yeah, I can't help but give some very high marks for a very worthwhile episode. We get to explore Starlight's character in an interesting way. We get some entertaining shenanigans from the main 6. A little more world-building with creative new spells, without a single scene feeling shoehorned in. And on top of all that, it's just fun! Bravo to the MLP staff for such a fantastic entry in the series. In the meantime, though, I would like to hear from each of you. How did you react when Starlight was messing with the minds of the main 6? What do you suppose might be coming next in her character arc? And how does the world of Equestria work when you can turn plants into animals? I mean, you'd expect that when the Wendigos had been blasting eternal winter onto the land, that pretty much every animal would likely have died off. So, could that mean that when the ponies discovered a new land to settle, the unicorns might have transmuted all the existing life into an entirely new ecosystem befitting their way of living? Gah! This concept hurts my brain! Honestly, I wish I could have some of Snail's ignorant mindset right now. Hi. I am Dr. Wolf, and I look forward to hearing from you.
There is no Dana, only Soul.